Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios,
live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. To your show. That's right. Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. Remember, we talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That's what this is, a talk show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407 844-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. If you're wondering what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right. Today's show, well, just wait a minute, a few minutes, we'll tell you all about it. But before we begin, let me introduce you to some of the players tonight. First, my beautiful wife, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, everybody, and happy Easter today. Thanks for joining us tonight on Easter Sunday evening. We appreciate it.
And all the way from Winter Park, Florida, our co-host, Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary?
Happy Easter, everybody, and I hope you got a lot of eggs.
Good evening. And tonight's show, we have some guest hosts as well tonight. We have Connie Sims.
South Dakota.
From South Dakota. Are you there, Connie? I guess she was there. Is she there, Connie?
She got muted, I guess.
No, she's not muted.
Well, all the way from Connecticut, we have Terry Willard. Terry Willard, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
happy
Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Doing hey, fine, buddy.
And all the way from Orlando, Florida, the one, the only, he can stand up and take a bow.
Hey. I'm name? Here. Can you
Hi,
hear me?
Oh,
we have Connie hey. Sims back. We have Connie Sims back.
I lost you. I don't know.
You lost you? Okay, we're still here.
Hello, Connie.
Hello.
And you were going to say, introduce our Central Florida guest.
From Orlando.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yay. Big introduction.
Greg Lindbergh, are you there?
Yay, Greg.
Yes.
Back.
Hey there, Michael and everyone. Good evening. Happy Easter. Happy Bunny Day.
My man Greg now lives in Orlando.
He does.
So?
I think we better do some. Well, I have one shout out.
First of all, I have to say one thing. Happy birthday to our birthday boy, whose birthday was 2 days ago, but it's okay. Still wish a happy birthday to Gary Sinclair. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy
birthday. Hey, thank you. Yep.
You can stand up, take a
nice
bow.
Nice little
Dad.
Birthday.
Take a bow. Yep.
I'm standing, and I'm bowing on over. Now I stand up and salute you.
All right, Lynn, you got any shout outs?
No, that was my shout out too. So let's get to our co host.
Okay. Gary, got any shout outs?
Not today. I certainly don't. Everybody thinks that. I don't know what they're doing
you
today.
You know why I did not introduce before I say shout outs?
He had to go to the production.
Oh, Chris Shaw? Okay. We'll come back to Chris Shaw.
Terry
Willard, you got any shout outs? Terry Willard?
Okay, so a shout out to Julie, my lovely wife, to my son and his fiance, my sister Brenda should be listening here in Connecticut. Shout out to all of them.
Very good.
Connie Sims, you have any shout outs?
I do. I shout out to my husband Seth and to Blaine here in South Dakota.
Okay.
And what's his name there? Greg Lindbergh, all the way from Orlando. Do you have any shout-outs, Greg Lindbergh?
Yeah, I do want to shout out to my mom, Marcia. She has her birthday coming up on Saturday the 6th.
Oh.
So happy early birthday to her. And then also my guide dog, Goldie, who's laying right here next to me. We just had our two-year guide dog anniversary this month, back on March 11th.
Yeah, I saw that. Very good. All right. So I guess we'll be talking to Chris in a few minutes.
Is he there? I was going to ask for his shout outs.
He's doing
some other work.
He's getting my
information
together. That I sent to him.
Okay.
Yeah, those internet problems. All righty. So why don't we tell everybody what we're doing today?
Tonight's show. We're doing different things tonight. We have our trivia. We have quite a few trivias tonight. Number one. And number two, we're going to have an egg contest. That's right. An egg contest. Each one of our hosts, our guest hosts, has an egg.
Two.
Actually, they have two eggs.
And so do you, Michael.
Everybody's got two eggs.
I have two eggs.
And they're going to say when they're on their color of their eggs. And if you can remember, when you hear the color of the egg,
you can call in and you win a prize.
But they have to mention both colors.
You have to mention both colors to get the prize. Yes, if you only get one color, you don't get it.
And we only have one winner for each of the guest co-hosts tonight and us.
So you have to mention both colors after they talk.
So it'll be a total of six winners for the Easter egg contest.
So we got six winners for the egg contest. Plus, we got some other things. We've got some very good trivias tonight. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Is he back yet, the man?
No, he had a problem.
He's still not back.
Last week.
Okay.
So one of the things didn't go through for some reason, and he's working on it.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can talk for a few minutes, and then we'll go to break. And
I want to talk to Connie Sims for a minute.
Yeah.
Because Connie Sims, you just said today you had snow.
A lot of snow?
We did. We did. We went to church this morning, and when we came out of church, it was snowing really hard, big flakes. Wow. It didn't stick. A lot of it stuck a little bit right away, but then it melted right away. But my niece, who actually lives in Rapid City, so I live in the southern part, in the eastern part of the state, and she was here to see her mom, my sister, and they went back home yesterday because they live in Rapid, and they had rain, snow on their way home yesterday and woke up to severe fog this morning. So, yeah, the western part of the state got a lot more snow.
Wow.
Yesterday.
That's crazy on Easter Sunday.
Terry Willard in Connecticut.
Did he have snow?
When's the last time you had snow in Connecticut?
The weather here in Connecticut is very beautiful. It's about 60 degrees here with sunshine. It's very nice.
Ah,
yeah, we have lovely weather today.
Yeah, I'm sitting on my patio enjoying the weather today, doing the show.
Oh, yeah, I had a chance to get out a little bit. I didn't go to the track, but I did get a chance to run out to a couple stores.
The track? You run on the track?
Oh, you best believe it.
Really?
Part of my life.
No kidding. Well, you must be in good shape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All things considered for my age, yes.
Michael, you used to be in track, right?
Yep, I used to be on track, and I used to be on the gym team.
I did the 5K in, 44 minutes, I think.
Wow.
No, 3.1 miles. Is that called the 5? I can't remember. But anyway,
I have a question for you. You run around a track? Is it a straight track?
At the high school?
No, it's a round track.
A round track.
Okay, how do you?
Around a football field. Around a football field.
Yeah.
You run with somebody else?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I run with someone else.
Yeah.
So you run with a sighted person?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
I was wondering
how you could say straight.
They both fall in the ditch.
Yeah.
Harry, I have a question. Do you have something that's holding, like, are you tethered or are you just talking, you're just running very close to each other so you know?
Well, someone that I don't really know well, I'm tethered. With Julia, someone I can just kind of run on my own.
I see.
Oh.
All right.
I'm more nervous.
We'll talk a little bit more later. Chris is saying he's ready for break. Yeah. So let's go to break and we'll get organized here.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say, Chris Shaw, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Well,
hey.
Our producer, our engineer, Chris Shaw is back. Chris Shaw, you got any shout outs? Chris Shaw?
To you, and definitely to you.
Okay.
Now okay. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. A short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence Tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Introducing the Zumo Stream Box from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Zumo Stream Box, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Zumo Stream Box also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with Voice Search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Zumo Stream Box is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301 or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back with the hottest show. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number, as I said before, call in 407-894-1680, otherwise known as 407-894-1680. Gary Sinclair.
Yeah, what's up?
First, oh, we have a caller.
Yeah,
we have a caller.
Special caller.
A young
Hello.
Man's mother's on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, Marcia, birthday girl.
We have a three-ring circus here.
Well, that's all right. Join ours. We have a three-ring circus also. Hello, an early happy birthday.
Yeah, birthday's coming.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. Greg's on too.
Yep.
Yes,
he
is.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. All right. I'm my boy. I mean, I got to talk to my boy. He moved far away from us, you know.
Oh, yeah,
he's over by me, Gary. He's over by me, Gary.
He moved over by you guys. I mean, obviously, he wants to be closer to you guys, right?
I'm a half a mile from his school. You remember me. I had Michael's anniversary, Michael Lynn's anniversary. I sat at the table with you and Chris and his wife.
Aw, nice. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, so Greg and I have known each other for a long time.
Yeah, we're so happy Greg's in the neighborhood now.
I know. I mean, I guess you must have twisted his arm, right? to come over.
Hinted a little bit, yeah. We haven't seen him yet, but we hope to in the near future.
Well, he and Goldie are quite a team.
They are.
I just need to get him to South Sioux Falls now. Come visit.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to tell you that one of my neighbors was the first Jewish bunny in our neighborhood. We had an egg hunt for the little children in the park.
Yeah.
She's Jewish, and she said, I want to be the Easter bunny. So
Aww.
She said, I was the first Jewish Easter bunny in Autumn Woods. I said, that's fantastic.
There you go.
I love it. I know. We're all here together, and we're all loving each other, and you know, it's all about love.
It's good to hear a happy, positive voice right now, especially today on Easter Sunday.
All about love.
Thanks for calling.
And happy birthday again.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Happy birthday.
Say hello to your husband.
Thank you.
Say hello to your husband.
Thank you.
All right. Yep.
Oh, he's right there. Okay.
So, Gary Sinclair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're up with your trivia.
We're going to talk to you for a little bit, Gary. And you don't forget, you know what? And then you have your trivia.
Yeah.
Okay, Gary.
Yeah.
So, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Gary, that they don't know you.
Well, let's see. I ain't going to tell you my age because it's getting up there. But
yeah,
I'm in good health.
That's mine too.
That's right. In a few weeks.
Yeah,
I'm a Navy CB veteran, and I went blind while I was in the military, and fortunately, everything came out okay for me with 100% disability, and it helps me live a nice life. And but I love the military. I just love the military. I cried when they told me I had to get out because I was going blind. And yeah, I had almost eight years in, ready for my third enlistment. And oh well, because I loved running heavy equipment, the dozers and cranes and all that stuff. That was my life, being dirty. Because I was a farmer before that. I was a dairy farmer before I went in. So that's what sort of qualified me for the equipment in the CBs.
Interesting. So are you ready? Are you ready to do your trivia, Gary?
Oh, yeah. My trivia tonight is, what is the most favorite colored Easter egg of them all?
Repeat that.
What is the most favorite colored Easter egg of them all? The number to call in is 407-894-1680. Be a winner. Call 407-894-1680.
Question again.
It's an easy one. Huh?
Repeat your question.
What color is the most favorite colored Easter egg that kids color today when they do the colored eggs? And thinking of eggs and being colored, in my neighborhood, there's no bunny eggs, Lynn.
No.
What there is here is peacock eggs. Seriously.
No, you're serious.
Yeah, it's the springtime. They do their little hatchlings. And I don't need any more. I probably got 50 of them out here. But yeah, they're so pretty. Their eggs are yellow, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, they're yellow eggs.
Oh. How do you know, Gary?
Because Brother Gary told me.
Oh.
Remember, he was here for 2 years, so yeah, he filled me in with some stuff like that. But yeah. So what color egg is the most favorite colored egg? The kids love the color.
That's a trivia question, folks.
Yeah.
That's a trivia question.
And don't forget to listen carefully because each of our hosts is going to drop their Easter egg egg colors during the show. So each one will be dropping two colors and you have to listen. And the first person to call in for each of the co-hosts' egg colors is a prize winner. And we'll tell you when you win, you're going to win.
Nope. Don't forget to call 407-894-1680.
All right.
And I noticed Michael's been using zero after I explained to him why the military calls it zero. Yeah, he doesn't say O anymore.
Only sometimes. It's still 80.
Yeah, but you do it a lot better. He calls zero now. I've noticed that. Said O. O, O, O for bomb.
O, O, O,
O. So, Gary.
O, O, O,
O. Chris, are there any callers for Gary's question?
No, not yet. I'm looking at it.
No, you're kidding. They could at least guess.
This is a tough one.
Tough question.
That's
here.
That tough?
I don't even know it.
There are a lot of colors to choose from.
No, it's not really a lot of.
Chris is right, and so is Greg. I kind of was like surprised at the question because it could go any direction.
Right. Like my favorite color, you know, mine is real simple. It's tofu.
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 You'll catch it.
You have a good day today, Chris?
Yes, it's been a busy day. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. We had our sunrise service, and then we had our regular service. And I don't even think I had time to just sit back and just relax, you know. So I've been moving and moving and going.
Did they have like a little social eating?
When
I went to church, they had little snacks or whatever you do, we'll get together.
Yeah, but you know, it's summertime coming up, and I got to watch my figure.
Right.
I'm working on my beach body. Terry, you heard me? Terry, I want to come and hang out in Connecticut this summer with Terry, so I'm working on my beach body.
That sounds good. When you plan on coming this summer, what month?
I don't know yet, but when I figure it out, depending on my body, we'll see.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the track with me. Yes. How's that?
Yes, sir.
By the way, happy birthday, Gary, and thank you for your service as well.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Gary. 21 years old forever, huh?
Thank you. Oh, I got to tell you, Chris, that my grandson is now he's 15, going to be 16 in July 30th, but he's in powerlifting now.
Yes, sir.
Besides his football, he's into powerlifting big time. He loves powerlifting.
That's what we do. Congratulations.
That's right. Yeah, I'm proud of him. I told him, he's lifting his weight right now. I mean, he's just started. I mean, he's 220, 25 pounds now.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm no, telling he's you. Not.
Yes.
Lynn sees pictures of him. He's a big boy.
That's
So nobody's calling in on your trivia question.
No, it's kind of ambiguous. No. All right, Gary. I'm going to give the answer.
Give the answer.
All right. I sure got the blues because you didn't get my trivia question. It's blue.
That was the answer, thinking. Blue. Okay. And Gary, I got a question.
Blue is the most favorite colored egg. But,
and where'd you get the? And who told you that? Right? Who told you the color?
Lady A.
Oh, Alexa.
Mike, you're not supposed to say the name. You're going to mess everybody up.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I say Lady A, Michael. Everybody knows Lady A.
Now, everybody got to stop and wait a minute because they
bling,
say.
Bling, bling, bling.
Right, right. You rang?
Yep. What you say?
I can't help you with that.
They'll be all right. They'll come back.
Gary.
Don't forget the contest, Gary.
Don't forget your other contest, Gary.
My other contest.
He forgot already.
Oh, I already gave that answer.
No, not on that one.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah, I did. I already gave that answer.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I know.
You weren't paying attention.
Okay. Oh, no, I was paying attention.
Yeah.
I think I heard it, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really quick with it. I was
if
quick
anybody
with it,
heard what Gary said.
Over my head.
Yeah, that didn't go over. The one color didn't go over my head. All right.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I almost forgot what I said, how I said it. I know I said it because it fit in perfectly when I said it. It fit right into my talks. Yeah.
Yeah, he did good.
I said. Yeah, exactly. Lynn, what was the color of the eggs of the peacocks?
I know what it was, Gary.
All right. That's what I said.
Well, to me, that's NBC, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Colors.
Yep.
We're going to go to break.
Chris, let's go to break.
We're
going to break.
Yeah. And then we come back. We're going to talk to Connie.
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 I guess I'm going
to
bring
listen to the Blind Me on Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Me on Radio
Show. I'll bring us back.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live. As such, Guide Dogs for the Blind has partnered with APH Career Connect on a free summer career development program that helps young participants ages 18 through 24 who are interested in the guide dog lifestyle. Careers and Canine Connections will take place on August 9th through the 14th on our Oregon campus, and will offer a deep dive into career exploration and how guide dogs can fit into future employment opportunities. It is designed to help young adults overcome unemployment and underemployment obstacles the blindness community faces in the job market. The free week-long program helps participants practice interviewing techniques, explore the value of networking, and enjoy hands-on experiences with guide dogs. To learn more, visit guidedogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your hands by those phones because we have a lot of trivia questions to put out tonight so you can win some prizes. And you want to win some prizes? Get ready to call 407-894-1680.
Okay, thank you, Gary. And I'd like to go over the rules again. I think it maybe people don't understand. Each one of our co-hosts is going to drop two Easter egg color names while they're talking. You just have to hang on every word. That's the way it goes. And if you remember the two colors, just call in right away. First one that calls for that particular person's two Easter egg colors will win $15 worth of candy for Easter candy. So you better listen. All righty. So what are we doing here? All right, Gary, thanks for bringing us back. And
sure thing.
Okay, and now we're going to talk to Connie a little bit. Connie's been on our show, but she's going to tell us a little bit about herself for those who don't have not heard Connie talking on the show before. And then you have a trivia, right, Connie?
I have a trivia question, and you know, since no one was getting Gary's, I might have to change one of my trivia questions.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Get them simpler. I don't know how much simpler you can get.
Well. We have two ways to win tonight. You have our regular trivia questions, and then you have our audio Easter egg hunt. So you have to listen up. So tell us, Connie Sims, and by the way, hello to Seth, if he's listening. Happy Easter.
I think he's listening. Okay. So
good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And have you always been in South Dakota?
I have always been in South Dakota. I live in the southeast part of the state now in Sioux Falls, but I grew up in the northeast part of the state. So I grew up 30 miles from North Dakota. So, but yeah, I've always grew up in South Dakota, a small town. Now I live in the largest city, Sioux Falls. Always been legally blind since birth. Have aniridia. Talking about growing up, some of our favorite Christmas or Easter stuff is we always got to have new dresses. And my favorite color is pink. So I always got to have pink a lot of times for my dresses. Remember wearing bonnets, Lynn? We used to have the white gloves and the bonnets.
Funny thing is, on Facebook today, some people from my hometown where I grew up were posting photos of all, of their family Easter photos from the 60s. And you look at it for a second and go, is that my family? Oh, no. But we all look the same with the little,
bonnet.
Our little coats and our white gloves. And my mother always got me a corsage. And my father was never in the pictures because he was a CPA. By the way, today, Gary, 5 years since Dad passed away. Today.
Really? Five years?
Five years. Thank you. But Dad was a certified public accountant, and it was always tax season.
So he was always working.
Yeah. And my mother would take my brother Robert and I out to dinner, and we always got dressed up. With the little white gloves, and unbelievable.
Yeah.
Things are changing.
Changing now. You don't see that as much, but so I grew up and got to wear my pink dresses. I still love to wear pink. Ironically, one of my other favorite colors is purple, but that's my husband's. That's Seth's favorite color is purple. That he has this beautiful purple afghan that his grandma made for him. That I love. But so I grew up in a small town. I'm a retired medical massage practitioner. So that means basically I'm the highest. I became a massage therapist, and then you can continue on if you want. So I did more of the medical side, and became more into the medical field with medical massage practitioner and lymphedema technician, and then sports. So I used to be really athletic also. So I'm a certified sports therapist, and so but now I'm just do advocacy all the time. I'm on the board for ACB, and I'm actually the board liaison for Florida, so I'm pretty active in Florida even. So
are you? Connie, we have a caller about the A questions.
I don't know what you mean by
okay.
Hey Siri, I'm on the board for ACB.
Christine, welcome, Christine.
Hey there, how you doing?
All right, happy Easter, my friend.
Happy Easter. Hello, to Christine. You too.
Hey, yeah. Christine.
Hi, Gary. Hey, everybody.
So I'm wondering if you have, if you heard a couple of the colors that.
Yes, I did. I'm hoping I didn't misconstrue this game. So.
if you did, it's my fault because.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I did hear two colors issue forth from Gary's mouth. I heard yellow.
You heard me.
I heard yellow and I heard blue.
All right.
You got it. Yay.
Good job.
Ding, 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 ding. A winner.
Ding, ding.
Good job, Christine. Guess what? You won Easter candy. Even though it would be after Easter, I'm sure you'll still enjoy it.
Oh, I always love candy.
All right, me too. That's because we're from North Jersey, right, Christine? Candy.
Yes, New Jersey girl.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to sending it to you. Well, congratulations on the Easter audio.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it worked.
Thank you.
Okie dokie.
And happy Easter.
What did you do today, Christine?
Happy Easter.
Did you go to church?
Yes, I did. Excellent service. We had an outdoor service, and it was wonderful. The weather was absolutely perfect.
Oh,
it was not too
great.
Hot, not too cold. And for once, because the last couple of times we went, it was ultra windy. It was not ultra windy, so we could hear the pastor quite easily.
Well, that's great.
Nice.
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And enjoy your candy when it comes.
Thank you. Do you need my address?
I don't think so.
You've been around a while. We know you.
Yeah, we've known you for years. Okay. Yeah. Take care, Christine.
Thank you.
Bye, Christine.
All right. Bye-bye. Yay, we had a winner. A winner.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have a winner to yours, Connie.
Yeah.
I got so you want my... I was listening. I got it.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So should I do my trivia question?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. You know, I will do. I love looking at trivia questions. I had a hard time picking one. What's the most popular Easter egg candy in America? What is the most popular? What's the most popular Easter egg candy in America?
I know. I bet I know.
I think I know.
Me too. Actually, it could go either way. I have two ideas. And what after we get, you get a trivia winner, we have another caller for the eggs. So for the egg contest.
Yep.
Okay. So everybody call in for Connie's trivia. What's the question again?
Yeah, if you're going to want to win a prize, you got to call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
The question is, what's the most popular Easter egg candy in America?
Oh, that's easy. I got that one. You ready for it?
I bet you do. I bet you do.
I didn't want to make it too hard.
All right. Let's take a caller for the egg contest while we're waiting for your trivia contest.
I could be wrong. But I just got one because that commercial, that Easter commercial with the bunny is the only one that's sticking in my mind right now.
Oh.
Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know what I never understood?
Let's take our next.
Okay.
Okay. I think we have Sheila on the line. I think she likes candy.
Good.
Let's see if she knows the answer.
She likes candy.
Connie's question. Hi, Sheila. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Sheila. Everybody. Hey, Connie.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Sheila.
Sheila, I remember, I don't know how many years ago, I took you shopping and you filled up a big Easter basket for your granddaughter.
It was Jacob, your grandson. It was both of them.
Oh, okay. Well, she was a baby. She was very small.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I have two answers, and I think Connie kind of confused me because I heard the pink and the
light like to confuse
and the
you.
Purple. So I'm not sure which color she was going with, but anyway.
She had two colors.
Anyway, so I just, and I think the candy is jelly beans, but. I'm not 100% sure, but anyway, I just had to call it.
I forgot about jelly beans. I wasn't even thinking about jelly beans.
No, I wasn't either. I think that's something else.
You didn't get Connie's Easter egg colors?
Yeah, I said pink and white and purple. She gave three colors, so I wasn't real sure which one. Yeah. So.
She talked about the blanket and her Easter dresses. Yes. Very good.
Right.
Pink and purple.
She's a winner.
So anyway, happy
winner.
Easter.
Okay. Well,
happy Easter.
Won a lot of Easter candy. Yay.
Good job, Sheila.
Bye. And no, it's not jelly beans.
I didn't even think of jelly beans. Chris, did it enter your mind?
No, it just went bok, 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 bok. All I see is that bunny rabbit going bok, 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 bok.
Brother. What did you do today, Sheila? Did you do anything? Did you get out?
She's off the line.
Oh, she's off the line. Steph. Okay.
I think she was spending time with her grandkids.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. That's
nice. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they're getting bigger.
Because you know what I was saying? I never did understand why they had that marshmallow chicken.
That right. Bok, 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 bok.
I never liked them marshmallow chickens, man. They had nothing to do with candy, really, to me.
You don't remember that commercial, Sheila Lynn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the Easter Bunny, and they had it dressed as a chicken. It was a rabbit, and it would be dressed with a little chicken.
What?
With like a little chicken outline. And then all you hear it going on the commercial, bok, 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 bok.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so I'm just telling. I'm telling my age now. Okay, got it.
You're showing your age.
Right. No, that buck is Cadbury.
Right. Right. It was about the Cadbury chocolate candy, yeah. But the bunny. Craig? Was...
Excuse me, Chris. One second. I'm trying to see if Greg is there. He's there, but he's not there. He's not talking.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay, we were worried.
He's just quiet.
Well, his don't forget, Greg, partner. You have your Easter eggs.
You have your Easter eggs.
Yeah, Greg.
Yep. So I guess I do want to mention that brownies are one of my favorite dessert. I definitely love brownies, whether they have frosting or not. Or so just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, okay.
And then also.
You should try. I'll have to bring some chocolate chip brownies for you.
Ooh.
Ooh. Those are one of my faves.
I love
chocolate
them.
Chip brownies.
I was also going to mention later on, we can talk about my beat baseball career.
Yeah, I was going to.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, can definitely get into that in the next hour. But I did want to mention that I have competed in some tournaments in the Peach State of Georgia. The last tournament I competed in was in Atlanta, in Smyrna, Georgia, last year. So beat ball is definitely one of my big passions and would love to get into that in the next hour.
Is that getting more popular, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Is it picking up? Good.
Yeah, we're trying to get some people together here in Orlando to get a team in O-Town going.
You're the man to get it going. You're the man to get it going, man.
Chris, is there anybody there for... we have a person for your trivia, I think, Connie.
All right.
Nicole's coming in and getting dizzy here. We have... Nigel on the line to answer your trivia.
Hello.
Nigel.
Shout out to my
Nigel.
FCB buddies, Gary, of course, and Mr. Greg.
Happy Easter, Greg.
Well, yeah, long time
Happy
no talk.
Easter to you all.
Yeah, you know Greg
to everybody.
Yeah.
If I'm understanding the question correctly, I would say chocolate.
Nope.
All right.
No.
Wow. We're glad you're listening, Nigel. There's plenty of opportunity
to win
tonight.
Besides, you got to have two colors.
Well, no, we were talking. Her question.
He was answering my question, my trivia question.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Connie. That's my favorite. That's my favorite personally, but I thought it was everybody else's favorite.
Well, that was Sus' first question, too. When I was reading the trivia questions, that's what he guessed. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well.
But it's not.
No
so what did you do today, Nigel?
What happened today?
What did you do today to celebrate Easter?
I went to morning mass. We had a beautiful, beautiful mass. It wasn't outside. It wasn't like Christine had, but they did have sunrise services in Boca. I just wasn't part of one, unfortunately. I learned about one, but it was after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard the Pope had a good one over there, but he did a lot of sitting and shaking of hands because he wasn't too strong to stand up, I guess, taking it easy.
Well, but it's a very fitting celebration for our Lord's resurrection. It certainly was. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Nigel.
Thank you, Nigel.
Say hi to Kimberly. Say hi to Kimberly.
Happy
Easter.
Thank you
so
much. Happy Easter, buddy.
Will do. God bless. Happy Easter.
So nobody got it.
No. Bye for now.
So give me the answer.
Wait.
I'm saying.
We got another caller.
Not for trivia, but this person... Chris can win for the new contest, but not for the trivia.
Not for the trivia. Okay.
No. Michael, you forgot to explain the trivia rules about once a month.
Yeah, trivia, don't forget, you have to wait 31 days. It's every 30 days. Once you win, you have to wait 30 days.
All right. So he can answer the trivia for the colors, but not for the trivia.
Well, it's not a trivia.
It's not a trivia question.
It's an Easter egg contest.
Okay. All right. So it's our caller from our good friend from Delray Beach, Florida, Howie, who is calling in. And Howie, I need you to give us the answer to the color scheme of the Easter egg hunt.
Well, so far all we have, Gary's were guests. Connie's were guests. Perhaps he knows Greg's. Greg's egg colors.
No, I'm calling you for the trivia. All right. Okay. I'm not sure that I got the trivia right. Anyway, happy holidays. We'll speak to
you.
Thank you, Howie. You too, Howie.
All righty. You know, while I have a second, I just want to remind everybody, Foundation Fighting Blindness is having their big Visions 2024, which is a biennial national conference on June 21st and June 22nd at the Chicago Marriott Downtown Magnificent Mile. And they want you to know that you can connect with others from the blind and low vision community and learn about the latest research advancements, products, and services for members of our community. To learn more or to register, you can visit fightingblindness.org/visions-2024. So I'll be telling you that each week up until get close to the event. All righty. So where are we now? Oh, Connie, we're talking to Connie. So
yeah, I got a question. The candy, was that the most favorite candy? Has it been given
nobody
yet?
Nobody guessed it.
No one's guessed it yet.
Can I guess now or not?
What do you want to do? You want to wait another minute while we're talking to Connie?
No, we'll do the next one.
Connie,
you had a backup question, right?
Yeah, I have another backup question.
Give me the answer to yours, and we have time. You can do your backup question.
So you want me to give you a good answer, and then I can give you the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, my answer is a marshmallow Peeps.
That's what I was going to
get. Oh, wow. Never
that's the ones I didn't like.
Marshmallow.
Same here.
That's the ones I didn't like.
I'll show you.
I was thinking those little chocolate candies.
Yeah.
The little bunny.
Marshmallow Peeps.
Or Reese's.
Yeah, marshmallow Peeps.
P-E-E-P-S.
I thought those little solid Easter eggs were in different colored
chocolate eggs.
Brenda's wife, Brenda, and I love the marshmallow Peeps. They're best when
I never liked them. Yeah.
Chris, do you like Peeps?
I just caught a lot of people peeping through my window.
so one of the other questions that go with that, there's a couple of them. So Lynn, how long before 1953, how long did it take to make one marshmallow Peep?
I don't know, but I saw a picture once of them on an assembly line. Like you said, after they were hard to make those back in the day.
27 hours.
For one?
27 hours for one?
For one before 1953, and now it takes 6 minutes.
Did that article tell you who a woman invented them? Or how?
I don't remember how they got invented, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's something else. So you have another question real fast before we go to the top of the hour, your second question?
So what state grows the most Easter lilies?
Oh, wow. Well, you better give out the number, Fat, because we only have 5 minutes.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Listen to this question.
What state grows the most Easter lilies?
Easter lilies?
Wow, Easter lilies.
And by the way, I read on one of my rescue dog groups that Easter lilies are very toxic to dogs. So don't let your dog start nibbling on an Easter lily plant because they can get violently ill. Yep. So that's just a little fact.
Okay, so now. Now we're talking about Easter lilies.
Yeah.
Easter lilies. Our church was so full of Easter lilies. People,
I don't know about all the time.
I don't know if they had Peeps when we were little. And it's Peep, not Peach, Michael.
When I was a kid.
Peeps.
I don't think we had those.
Any
baby boomers out there, let me know. Because I don't think we had Peeps.
Yeah.
I remember Peeps.
You do?
I remember Peeps. Oh, yeah.
Over the age of 65, let me know what when you were a kid, what were the big candy for Easter, back in those days?
Like Gary said, the Palmer of Hollow chocolate bunnies. those are the favorites.
So one of the other questions was, yes. So what's the part of the bunny that gets eaten first?
Oh, yeah. I saw the that ears. Question. Yeah.
The ears,
yeah.
Like the one. Yeah. Everybody eats the ears.
No.
The ears first.
The ears, yeah.
I know that. Even I know that.
Chris, did Malaya and Samaria get Easter candy or no?
They got something, but I told them to hold off because my daughter just getting too big. She getting taller than me, so I don't know what we got in this food. So
she is tall. She's going to be a basketball player.
She's going to be something because she's making me nervous.
She's going to be towering over you soon.
I know, and I got to be careful. So I don't need her. I don't need her to get too much more chocolate candy. But we did get some jelly beans.
Okay.
How is that daughter that I first met that she was going to go in the Air Force? Thought she was.
She's doing fine.
Long time ago.
Yeah, she's doing fine. We talked not too long ago. She's still trying to weigh her life situations and decisions. She never made it.
Uh-huh.
So because of her vision.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad she's doing good anyhow.
Yeah, she's doing good. Oh, I got another. Hold on. I think I got another call calling in. Hold on.
Okay, dokie.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Listen to all these questions.
And there will be more at the second hour. Terry has Easter. A question. Terry has trivia and Easter eggs. And
you know what? I just thought of a song that nobody did a trivia on. In your Easter bonnet, with all the thrills upon it.
Well, Chris had a problem with getting my music tonight. So
well, I got everything situated. I get everything up and running now. So I think I'm good to go.
Yay.
Yeah, things just happen when I'm here. But listen, we have Patrick from Maryland calling in trying to answer the question about the Easter lilies.
Oh.
No, good.
Yeah. Hey, Patrick. Hey, Pat.
Hey.
Hello,
Pat. Hey, this is another ACB member from Maryland.
Hey, Pat, can you turn your sound device off or turn it down, please?
Yeah.
We have 2 minutes. 2 minutes at the top of the hour.
Stop.
So what's the answer, Patrick from Maryland?
How are you?
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Pat.
What's your answer? What's that?
We have 1 minute. 1 minute.
What's your answer for the trivia? What state?
1 minute.
What state?
Patrick, you there?
Patrick, what state? What is the state that you think that has the most Easter lilies?
Well, I had a little bit of help on this one from Jack, Connie, but I think it's California.
You're correct.
Oh, there you go, Jack.
So he just won himself.
Right.
What did he win?
He won Subway.
Oh, he won a $10 gift card from Subway.
Hey, we'll take it.
Hey, Jack, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
$10 coming your way.
Good job.
We're going to go to break.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick, for listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up the second hour. Second hour is coming on the other side of the break. We're going to go to break. We'll listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.